Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are visiting with Tova Brandt. She is the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture and the Executive Director for the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, Lazan.
Well, Tova, it's going to be really nice spring one of these days. We've had a little tease. And, you know, on a day when it's not too windy, it would be really nice to go out and take a walk. And we could come over to Elkhorn to do that.
Absolutely, yes. Our Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park is always open and welcome to visitors any daylight hour, any day of the week. And things are really starting to green up. A lot of the birds are coming back. And so there's already a lot to see.
Yeah, those to me, that first spring green is a green that, you know, you just can't replicate any other way because it's really special. And it's so good for us to take a walk. But tell us a little more just the basic information about the Jens Jensen Prairie, and then we want to go into some new things that are happening.
Right. Well, the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park is a project that the museum launched several years ago. It's been really almost 9 years since we officially started recreating the native tall grass prairie in about 25 or up to 30 acres of our grounds surrounding the museum. And over the last several years, it's really matured into a wonderful prairie ecology. A lot of diverse plants, grasses, wildflowers, lots of butterflies. If you're really lucky, you might even see a snake slithering around. and so it's been really wonderful for all of us to kind of learn about the prairie as we see it mature and grow and take shape. So the Jens Jensen, for whom it is named, was a Danish immigrant in the 1800s who settled in the Chicago area. And he became an early pioneer in landscape architecture and promoting the conservation of native plants and trees and ecologies in plant and garden and park design. So we really try to honor his vision for respecting the native landscape and some of his design elements within our prairie landscape park.
So when you started there at the museum in that area, how much renovation did you have to do? Did you have to plow everything up, or was it pretty well started? Or, you know, what kind of plants did you add? Kind of what's the process of getting this in place?
Well, it was different in different parts of our grounds. We actually had a 10-acre parcel that for many years we'd rented to a farmer. And so that had been in a corn and bean rotation for many years. So that was in some ways a blank slate. And so that was just entirely seeded and with an approved mix of prairie grasses and forbs, as I've learned. Mm-hmm. Forbs is the word for basically plants that aren't grasses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in other parts, there had been a parcel kind of to the north of the museum building that had been left kind of on its own, and it already had a lot of native grasses and other species there. But we kind of better crafted some of the hills, some of the slopes, so that the entire landscape would be more accessible. And now we have both a paved walking path that leads you from kind of one end of the prairie park to the other, as well as a network of mowed paths that can really get you up close and personal to what's growing and see things in finer detail.
Okay, if I walk the whole path, the entire path, both mowed and paved, how far would I walk?
You know, you could probably do a good mile loop.
Okay.
Kind of out on the paved path in one direction and then wind your way back through the mowed path. I don't think anyone has really tested it with a pedometer, but if anyone does, please let us know.
Okay.
And we'll make a note of it.
Okay. Now, is there a building partway on that path?
We have the small Jens Dixon House,
okay,
which was moved from the North Dakota Prairie, and that's to the north of the main museum building, and that's accessible on part of those walking paths as well.
Okay. And what about markers? Do we just walk and look, or are there some markers that kind of tell me what I'm looking at?
We have put some outdoor interpretive signs that really help explain both who Jens Jensen was, what some of his philosophy was that's inspired this landscape park, and also what to notice about the grounds, whether it's the long views of the prairie, and even on part of our building that has a green roof. That's been planted with prairie plants as well, and we've identified some of the species that you might see growing and blooming there.
So who designed and is designing this? I know there have been lots of volunteer hours put into it, but who else is kind of setting out the plan and giving guidance?
We have an advisory committee that is comprised of both our former director, John Mark Nielsen, and his wife, Dawn, who were really the early visionaries in kind of conceptualizing this development for our museum. They are still very involved. We also have landscape specialists from the Chicago area, and we also have Jens Jensen's great-great-grandson, who's also named Jens Jensen, who has gone into the profession of ecological restoration. So this is truly his professional expertise. And so it's wonderful to both have a connection with that family legacy as well as his knowledge of what is growing and what the cycle of the seasons look like. His advice throughout this has been invaluable.
That is so exciting.
It's really fun.
Yes. Hopefully just makes all of us think a bit about how information and preferences kind of can go from one generation to the next. And here he is helping with that. So I'm sure there's no gate there, right? I can come anytime I want, even when the museum isn't open.
Exactly. There's no gate. There's no fee for admission to walk the park. You can approach it either from the museum's parking lot and start there, or from any point in Elkhorn. Really, in my opinion, any place in Elkhorn is walkable to any other place in Elkhorn. So you can really explore the community on foot and take in a lot of the Prairie Landscape Park.
Just in case we also want to visit the museum, what are the hours?
We are currently open 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday, from 10 until 4.
Okay, and do we need to make a reservation? Can any number come in, or what are the COVID rules?
We don't require reservations. We do still require masks. And we have a maximum capacity, which usually is really not an issue at all. Mm-hmm. We might have to keep a closer eye on things at Tivoli Fest, so we might need to limit the number of people in the building at one time during Tivoli Fest, which is, of course, one of our busiest days of the year. But otherwise, on a normal day, there's almost zero chance of being told to wait a bit while other people finish their visit.
And
we've got plenty of room.
Real quickly, what's the newest exhibit?
The newest exhibit is actually a presentation of Victor Borge, and the 10 years now that we have been hosting the Victor Borge Legacy Award, which is a piano contest for area high school students. And so we're looking back at that, and we have a wonderful video with some previous winners talking about how impactful that award has been in their lives as musical students. So that's a fun new addition. And we are actively working on our next exhibition, which will open by the end of May, and that's going to be all about Danish and Danish-American weddings.
Hmm.
We're pulling gowns from our collection, photographs, wedding invitations, other souvenirs, things that were given as wedding gifts, and really looking at how Danish wedding traditions have blended with American wedding traditions in different ways at different points in time.
Sounds like that'll be very romantic and very fun. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, for visiting with us this morning, and invite folks to take a stroll over to the Jensen Prairie. Until next time, here's a thought. The miracle of joy is that when it happens for no apparent reason.